This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Cam. And our first story is kind of a deceptively simple one, and it's coming basically from the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, which has proposed that the government consider imposing income tax waivers for both individuals and companies who've been affected by COVID-19. And this is amidst actually a whole slew of things that they have. I think we're all in a budget mood, so this is a bit of a budget wish list. But yeah, so they're essentially saying no income tax, or consider waiving income tax.
The FMM president, Tan Sri Soe Tian Lai, said that since taxable income has been greatly reduced, the loss of tax revenue to the government may be comparatively minimal should waivers be introduced.
And so that's on a business level, but he also said that both corporate and personal income taxes would have to be waived for a stronger impact, saying that this would lead to a multiplier effect for all levels, consumer, business, workers. And, you know, I think that it's an interesting idea. It's a very big one.
Well, as you say, it's part of the wish list, which includes GST at 3% and for Malaysia to join several international trade partnerships. So I don't know if it's necessarily the top of their wish list. But the, the COVID-19, there have not been many winners. I guess PPE manufacturers, rubber glove manufacturers, but a lot of companies are suffering. And the FMM chairman is within his rights, absolutely, to represent his constituents to press for this. But so would any community in Malaysia now be able to press for their waivers. And indeed, Bank Negara is pushing the onus onto banks to relieve pressure on businesses. So everyone's passing the buck as best they can.
And again, that's somewhat understandable, right? We are looking at a bit of a mess in terms of how everybody is doing financially. And I could see how something like this would go a long way towards freeing up disposable income for people, which they could then pump back into the economy if we're talking about things like, if we're talking just about the usual ways we would recharge the economy, so to speak. I do, however, also have questions about, so if we choose to waive income tax, then when people ask the government for help, where is that money going to come from? So it's a bit of a, I don't know, it's a bit of a cycle here.
Yeah, and who knows what the budget can be for next year for the government. I mean, I do believe very much, well, the government is one of the biggest players in the economy in this country, for good or for ill. And To remove their finances from the economy, to downgrade it at all, would be terrifying for the economy and people in general.
But on a personal level, Cam, you don't want an income tax waiver?
I'm not a business. I am not a member of the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, not yet anyway.
No, but he's proposing it for individuals as well as companies.
I think that, I don't know, it's every single demographic would be able to, I'm very easily persuadable as well. Anybody comes to me, first it's the FMM, oh, that's a good idea. Somebody else would come to me, it's like, oh, no, that's a good idea. There's a waiver there. So I don't know, Lynn. What do you think?
I think I've always kind of thought about paying my taxes the same way I think about voting. I viewed it in a sense that, yes, it's kind of an annoying aspect of adulthood in that you see a chunk of money leaving your paycheck every month. But I also view it as the thing that gives me the right to determine or to make complaints or to have an opinion in some ways about, you know, wanting my surroundings improved, the basics of where my taxes are, well, supposed to be going. So there is a part of me that enjoys participating in that responsibility of, you know, helping the country run. On the flip side of that, when you see your tax dollars, or when you see, you know, things being budgeted or elements of it being misspent, you do think to yourself, well, what is that? A. The other thing is, it being a tough year, I would like more money for savings. I mean, and perhaps that's not actually contributing towards pumping it back into the economy.
But you're speaking as an individual.
I am, yes.
If you're an employer, then you do actually have some kind of, you do have a responsibility to your employees who are... Everyone's been suffering together, but if you can find a way to keep their wages going, the furlough would be as painless as possible to keep them employed through a very difficult time. It's a level of responsibility that I've not had, but I do respect.
So we're talking today about a proposal that has come from the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, that's the FMM. And the proposal is that the government consider imposing income tax waivers for individuals and companies that have been affected by COVID-19. So again, this is for both companies as well as individuals, which is why we've been talking about it, not necessarily as employers, but just as people who pay tax. So let us know what you think. I mean, do you think that this is a good idea? Do you think that this would go some way towards either easing your own financial flow or helping the economy? You can call us at 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, which is also where we have a poll running asking if you support this move. And at the moment, 55%, almost 56% are saying, yes, I need the extra money. 32% are saying yes to help the economy, while a mere 11.8%, no surprises there, I guess, is saying no, maintain the status quo. So let us know what you think. And yeah, we'll be right back. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Cam. We're talking today about a proposal that came from the FMM for the government to consider imposing income tax waivers for individuals and companies who have been affected by COVID-19. If you would like to share your thoughts on this, I mean, would you like to waive income tax for this year and the next, you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio or participate in our poll on Twitter. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Dr. Virinderjit Singh, who is the chairman of Tricom Malaysia. Virinder, thank you so much for speaking with us. Now, over the past months, the government has put in place several tax-related measures, including wage subsidies, stamp duty exemptions. Would you say that the government's approach so far is sufficient, and what impact have we seen on the economy?
Yeah, I think the various measures and payouts that have been made so far under the Anjana packages and so on actually were aimed primarily at preserving jobs and trying to minimize income loss and assisting businesses to improve their cash flow. That was the three main things that have been done. And I think you can improve cash flow by deferring payments, right? Whether it's mortgages, loans, and whether it's tax installments, whether it is your other payments that you have for the EPF contribution, so on. So that enables you to save on cash flow. And then you start paying that after at a certain period of time has lapsed. So I thought the primary objective of all these packages was that to, in other words, give people a bit of a break with all the other cash flow burdens until they're able to rebuild the business and then make those payments in due course. So I thought it has sort of helped, at least in terms of preserving jobs, because those who qualified were able to get some amounts paid to them and then to help to pay for the salaries of workers. No doubt it's not necessarily 100% of the salaries, but this is something. What hasn't helped is obviously the fact that earlier, when we had the MCO, there was a total shutdown. And what hasn't helped, of course, is that globally, we also have an impact. So in terms of demand. So things are slow, and it will take time to pick it up. So I thought the challenge for the government is, do they need to keep providing the assistance that they have done in the past few months, do they need to keep it going for another period of time? And that's really where I think most businesses would want more assistance of the same kind, and not necessarily getting cash handouts, but at least assistance in the form that is already there in terms of these wage subsidies and so on and so forth.
So now, taking a look at a suggestion that's perhaps different from what's been done so far, specifically a tax waiver. What would an income tax waiver mean for corporations and individuals? And in real life terms, would this mean that our monthly incomes wouldn't be taxed?
No, I think this suggestion made by an association, I think it was the FMM, making the suggestion of giving income tax waivers may sound interesting to many, but I think it's disastrous for the government if it does do that. Reason is this. The government revenue structure relies primarily on tax revenue. And all the issues in terms of how government funds development, how government funds its operations, are all primarily coming from tax revenue. And then a part of it used to come from dividends and, Petronas dividends and so on, which more or less is dried up. So we find, therefore, that if the government's source of revenue is fundamentally from tax revenue, asking the government to surrender its revenue for 1 or 2 years and don't bother about it is actually suicidal for the country. Because you need money to make all the other things work in terms of civil service, public delivery, hospitals, and so on and so forth, right? So the tax collections actually are what's powering the economy in terms of getting the government the ability to do payments, transfer payments, help ministries by giving the allocations, putting money into development expenditure and so forth. So I'm not one who favors a waiver. In addition, the government has to go into borrowing because of the fiscal deficit. So I wouldn't advise the government to widen its borrowing to so that it will cross the ceiling that currently Parliament has on 60% of GDP. So I think more of the same would help and not income tax waivers. And my last point on this is basically, also going back to fundamentals, only about 15% of the labor force are actually subject to income tax because of their salaries are above the threshold. Only roughly, about 20-25% of companies registered with the Companies Corporation, the Commission of Malaysia or CCM, actually are taxpaying because a lot of them are dormant, a lot of them are loss-making. So if you look at that statistic, and that's a statistic that may not be current, but it was there a few years ago, then why give this kind of waivers when it only benefits a small segment of society? So that's the other part of it as far as income tax waivers are concerned.
So what do you make then of the argument that waiving taxes would mean there's more disposable cash to fuel the economy?
Yeah. If you look at the fact that one of the arguments is if you waive income tax, people have more in their pockets and therefore they will spend. I guarantee you that's not going to happen because of the fear that the pandemic has put in the minds of many, which is why consumption is not moving as fast as we wanted it to, other than your normal, food and beverage is fine and people need to survive, people need to eat. So you do get all these orders coming in and takeaways and so on. But you have no assurance that people will be spending. Because in the end of the day, I think people will try to save for a rainy day and rather than spend. So I think it's a catch-22 in terms of saying, let's give something to taxpayers, they'll spend it, it'll come back to us in the form of greater consumption and demand and so on, and then businesses make profit, then you pay tax, then you collect taxes from those businesses in due course. So I think that may not work the way it is being envisaged. Perhaps a refinement of this could be a waiver of installments that taxpayers pay, right? If you're an individual, you get a deduction every month from your salaries. We call it the standard, the scheduler tax deduction. If you are a business, generally you pay installments monthly, depending on your size of the business. So maybe that could be a situation the government, if they feel generous enough and the numbers work, may say 3 months of your so-called deductions or installments are waived. That's about the best you can do, given the scenario that I have painted earlier in my comments.
Earlier, you also said that the government should do more of the same. What specifically would you like to see being done?
Well, I think the thing about this coming budget that's coming up is there has to be a lot more emphasis on building demand in helping businesses to digitalize. So broadband quality, all this, and then building the public delivery system and trying to improve it further. I think this pandemic tells you that everything needs to be improved. So, and I think it gives a lesson to the government that, you cannot drag your feet over many things that we have been dragging our feet on. So I think we know that the government has to focus on digitalization, on e-commerce, in helping businesses to digitalize and so on. So there's a need for more grants and more. And where this money coming from will be from tax revenue. So the whole fundamental aspect of taxation is you generally tax those who can afford it, and then you channel the funds to the activities that the nation needs, which is besides the public sector, besides hospitals and roads and so on, it's also the those who need of funding, right? The B40 group and so on, transfer payments, we call it, helping the poor and so on, and so building capacity. So the other thing that the government probably should be doing is upskilling those who have been unemployed or those out of jobs. What kind of skills can they develop? So a lot of training has to be done. And creating opportunities is probably the biggest challenge we have. How do you create more jobs in an economy that is moving towards the digital economy, moving towards the circular economy, as you call it, and a lot more is digitalized? But the government cannot fund all of this. And so I think activities are really direct assistance is what the government has to do. And then pushing in terms of policy directives so that businesses move in a particular mindset so that they try to onboard what the government has been trying to suggest. But you need to give some grants here and there, but you can't give everyone everything. So it's a lot of that, trying to give direction, give a little bit of funding, giving a push at the same time, churning the economy by spending a lot more on things like the infrastructure development that we have, and that will create some jobs and create some spin-off effects.
So there was also this suggestion to reinstate that 3% GST. What effect would this have, and how likely is it to happen?
Okay, a 3% GST is not going to work in the context of Malaysia. Let me explain a little bit. When we were introducing a GST way back in 2014 or so, the authorities did a simulation on the basis of what would be the break-even point at which they can accumulate some revenue based on the existing sales and service tax that they had at that time. And it came out to about, 4.5% or so. So that's the break-even point in terms of if they switch one to the other. And that's why GST came out at that point in time at 6%. So therefore, there's a little bit of margin that you make. So if many people say that you do a 3% GST across the board, you will get tons of revenue. That's a fallacy. Because, number one, if you start doing that without any exemptions, you do have problems for the people in the B40 group. So you have to give some basic exemptions. But in the long term, I do agree that the GST is a good thing, but not at 3%. I think the 6% tax that we had was about the right tax, right rate of tax. And if many people feel that low tax solves everything, it doesn't. I think what is needed is education and understanding of what taxes, what a GST is going to be, and of course, better enforcement. And these were the weak links that we had, which led to a lot of manipulation in terms of GST, prices rising without any logic and so on and so forth. So I would say let's stick to the SST that we have at the current rates. Let's widen the coverage. And I'd just like to also conclude by saying that currently our SST only covers 38% of all goods and services. Previously, when we had the GST at 6%, we covered about 78% of all goods and services. So I think those are statistics or numbers that people need to bear in mind rather than just, you know, just throwing numbers in the air and say 2% looks nice, 3% looks nice. But I think you've got to go back to fundamentals.
Virinder, thank you so much for those insights. That was Virinder Jint Singh, chairman of Tricor Malaysia, providing his take on tax reliefs amidst COVID-19. And more specifically, this is coming up because, of course, the FMM has proposed that the government consider giving us tax breaks or tax waivers. And when I say us, I mean companies as well as individuals. So again, if you would like to tell us what you think, would you welcome this? I'm essentially asking you if you want a tax break, really. Would you welcome it? Let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, which is also where we have a poll running. And so far, runaway in the lead. People want this move. Yes, saying that they need the extra money. Is that you? Let us know. We'll be back after the 5:30 news. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.